time to reflect and think about the body and the blood of Jesus Christ, our relationship with Him, our faults, failures, our sins, making sure our heart's right with God. I like it. I like it a lot. Amen. Let's. How's everyone doing this evening? Good? Please look with me in 2 Timothy chapter 2. We're going to read verse 3 and 4. The title of the message is The Christian Soldier. The Christian Soldier. And 2 Timothy chapter 2. Amen? Amen. Let's start reading in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Thou, therefore, endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. Amen? A lot of times when we read this, we think it's just to men. But every Christian that's saved by the blood of Jesus Christ is a soldier. Men, women, and boys and girls. It's very true. God, after He saved us, chose us to be soldiers of Jesus Christ. It said, God who hath chosen us to be a soldier. So God Himself, through Jesus Christ, chosen us after salvation to serve Him, to give Him, to enlist, to give Him our lives. Every Christian is in a battle. You're in a battle right now. This week coming, you have to work on Monday, you'll be in a battle. Family, bills, thoughts, heart, relationships, children, marriage, serving God, it's a battle. A battle against sin, the flesh, and the devil. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand or endure, or as in verse 13 says, to withstand against the wiles or attacks of the devil. Seems like we're in a war. Our weapons are not carnal but spiritual. You know that, right? So whenever a man of God or a so-called man of God, a so-called man of God or a church says, you know, let's pick up arms, let's fight against the government, let's kill each other, let's commit suicide, you know it's wrong. A Christian's weapon is never physical. It's spiritual. It's spiritual. And 2 Corinthians 10:4, you don't have to look it, I'm just going to quote it. For our weapons of our warfare are not carnal or physical, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Prayer. Do we need to pray? Being saved. Salvation. Faith. Love. Forgive one another. Forgiveness. The Word of God is pretty powerful. Repentance. Confession of sin in your life. Today we have Christians always confessing the sins of others. You should be confessing your own sin. Preaching, praising God, faithfulness. So we are like soldiers for Jesus Christ. We're like soldiers, literally. And the key is for Jesus. That's the key. We're soldiers for Christ. Not for our agenda, not for ourselves, selfishness, and we're trying to be. No. We are simply servants of Jesus Christ. We are soldiers of Jesus Christ. You know why? Because He saved us and called us. Are you saved? Then He called you to be a soldier. Jesus Christ is our head, boss. He's our commander-in-chief. Amen? Is He your commander-in-chief? Do you want Him to be your boss, your Lord, your Savior? He is our captain and bishop of our souls. Amen? He's my captain. I just want to salute Him and everything. Bow down to Him. I'll hug Him, lean my head on His chest, wash His feet, kiss His feet. He is my Lord and Savior. I love Him. Isn't that amazing? Soldiers fight. You know that, right? Soldiers fight. We battle. We also defend. We fight against sin. We fight against wrong. And we fight for souls. Like the search and rescue team for Jesus Christ. I remember when I got saved, after I got saved from hell and Jesus Christ forgave me of all my sins with the Father and the Holy Spirit came into my heart and made me his child. Do you know the greatest thing and the greatest desire that I wanted to see was my own family get saved and be forgiven. I wanted to see loved ones to also know Christ, that they could be saved from hell. So I was already, as a soldier, battling for souls and I didn't even know. Have you ever been like that? You ever care about souls? That's because you're a soldier of Jesus Christ. We battle, we fight. We fight for good. We fight for a testimony. You know, a Christian with a bad testimony, it's very weak. You can't win any battle with a bad testimony. No one will listen to you. You can't win souls of Christ. Your own family don't want to respect you or listen to you. We need a battle to have a testimony for Jesus Christ. And the good news is, if you've failed and messed up your testimony with repentance and faith and coming back to Christ, he can clean you, lift you up again. He can use you again, but the ingredient is humility. Because if you failed, you have to confess. You have to let people know, I messed up. Because they're thinking, they know you messed up. You better start publicly saying, I've sinned, and then give God all the glory. Amen? We defend. We defend. Like a shield. We defend the word of God. We defend doctrine. We defend the church. But the Bible says here in verse 3, in 2 Timothy, in chapter 2, to be a good soldier for Christ, you have to be able to endure. Is that what it says? A soldier needs to continue for Christ. Continue for God. And if you've been saved for many years, you get weary. Sometimes you want to quit. If you're honest, sometimes you're like, I'm tired. You've been battling so long in the battlefield, you just want to rest. You want to drink some water, eat some food. You just want to sit. You're tired of fighting for your family, tired for fighting for right. You're tired for fighting for Christ. And you know deep in your heart that's the right thing and you got to do it. But you're just tired because there's battles coming from everywhere. I mean, sometimes you get hit in the back, in the front, in the side. And sometimes you block one area and you get blindsided. And then you say, you know what, I had enough. I can't do it anymore. Isn't that true? Have you ever experienced that? Yeah. Amen. A soldier needs to continue for Christ, for his God. Why? I mean, if you ever sit down and think, why should we tonight? Why should we tomorrow, seriously, battle for Christ? I mean, why should we? I mean, you could say, because we love God, because we're saved. Well, because Jesus Christ continued to go down that long path to the cross for us. Remember when he fell? He got back up. And he went a little further. And you know, Jesus could have snapped his fingers, and in 2 seconds, angels would have fought for him and wiped everyone out. But he continued. He endured for us. Is that true? Christ endured beatings and torture. Jesus Christ endured beatings and torture. God allowed feeble, weak men. He could destroy with the snap of his finger. And he let them spit on his face, punch him, crown of thorns, blood. And he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Jesus Christ gave his life. He gave his life for us. How are we not going to give our lives to him? That's why we serve. That's why we continue. We're compelled by his love. We're constrained by his spirit. We know what he's done for us. And a soldier serves. You better never love the United States of America and I bleed red, white, and blue more than Jesus Christ. No one has done what Jesus Christ has done. We wouldn't even have a good country if it wasn't for Jesus Christ. He's everything. We need to keep going. Guys, church, you need to keep going for Jesus Christ because you're a servant. You're a soldier. You need to keep being faithful to God when you don't want to. Imagine being in battle as a soldier and bullets are flying. You're like, I'm scared. I'm going AWOL. I want to quit. That's going to hurt your platoon or your comrades. The other go, you can't just leave us. I thought we were brothers. I thought we defend each other. We fight for the same cause. You could fall down, though. You could fall down a couple times. I'll be honest. There's probably people here. Yeah, you've been saved for quite a few years. And if you look back, you could have said, I messed up. I felt like I sat down a little bit and I wasn't a good soldier. But a good soldier rises up again every time. Why? Because we have His Spirit in us. So sometimes we give up, and hours go by, or days or weeks go by, and you know something's in us saying, what are you doing? I died for you. You're my soldier. And you're like, Lord, I'm sorry. And then you get back in it. Amen? A righteous man falleth 7 times, but riseth up again. Why? Because he has the Holy Spirit living in him. But a good soldier rises up again. A good soldier will keep going for Jesus. And I just want to say, church, don't quit. Don't stop serving God. The only reason why, you want to know why? Jesus didn't quit on you. I deserve for Christ to quit on me. How many times my prideful self and my bad thoughts and my self-righteousness and my just not showing the love and compassion of Jesus Christ to others. I deserve for Christ to say, man, I quit on you, Mike. Mike, seriously, you're not worth being a soldier. How many times do you feel like God could have quit on you? And we deserved it, rightfully so. Can I tell you something? He's never given up on us. He's never left us. Never we leave him. God loves you so much, and he's here to fill you with so much love and joy and hope, and we still leave him, and we still quit on him. To be a good soldier, you have to endure. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:58, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Though no one sees your labor and you do so small and you're thinking, man, I'm doing so much and no one, like, is it even worth it? I mean, seriously, the time, the money, is it even worth it? With God, God knows every little thing you've done. And nothing is in vain with the Lord. Nothing's in vain. But not all endure. Did you know many quit? Many just quit. Many just give up. Many, sadly to say, fall away. They fall away from Jesus. They fall away from church. They fall away from Bible, fellowship, love, brethren. They just fall away. They're just tired. Look at Judas. Judas walked with Christ for 3 years, saw miracles. Judas should have been like the number one apostle. But he abandoned Jesus Christ. The worst moment, at the time where Jesus knew he was going to die on the cross for sins, Judas said, I'm out of here. And betrayed him for money. Betrayed him with 30 pieces of silver. Look at Demas. You ever read about Demas? In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. Demas left God. Demas fell away. He didn't endure. Look at Lot's wife. God came down and said, run, do not look back. And that was a wicked city. Like Sodom and Gomorrah was very wicked. Why would you want to look back to that? And guess what? She looked back and she died. She quit on the Lord. She left the Lord. And she was a soldier and she went AWOL. The Bible says to endure, but did you know it also says not just to endure. Did you notice that? It says as a good endure what? Hardness. Endure hardness as a good soldier. Good soldiers endure, but they endure the hardships. And now the Bible doesn't say be hard. A lot of people read that and say, oh, that means I need to be tough. It doesn't say that. Oh, I got to be hard faith. It doesn't say that. Well, I got to be hard-hearted against this world. The Bible doesn't say that. It does not say be hard in your heart or act hard or have a hard heart. No, but endure hardships and hard times. So God is saying, listen, soldiers go through hard times. Bullets flying by. You're scared. You see, you look to the left. Your comrade, other people in the military with you in God's army are dying. Blood splattering over. Others are running AWOL. You feel alone sometimes. And it's hard, isn't it? You got to endure. You got to keep going. You have to keep going, guys. God wants you to keep going. The brethren need you. The lost people need you. We are the light of the world here. Don't give up when it gets hard. I've noticed that when a Christian confronts something that he doesn't like, you know what our first reaction is? Instead of solution, deal with it. I believe in reconciliation. I believe in getting things right with your brother or handling a situation. You know what we do? Run. That's the first thing. Run. I'm out of here. I don't got time for this. I mean, who? I don't got no time for this. I'm out of here. You give up. Easy. If it doesn't go your way, give up. If it's too hard, give up. If you're upset with your brother, give up. If a sister offended you, I want to leave the church. And then you'll go to church and get offended again, you'll leave that church. And then it's a circus ride because you're not enduring hardness. Guys, there's hard times. Things are going to occur in your life, and God wants to see, how are you going to respond to that? With love, peace, or are you going to act very carnal? We need to trust God in all things, guys. Trust our captain. Trust our God, our Savior. We need to continue for Christ. I want every one of you to continue for Christ. And I pray that you pray for me to continue for Christ. And I pray we should pray for each other to continue for Christ. And if you know someone that falls, you don't say, he fell. Did you hear what he did? Like, aren't we rooting for him to get back up? Like, are we happy a Christian falls? Shouldn't we go and want to lift him up to continue for Christ? Now, God, the Lord Jesus Christ, promises to never leave you nor forsake you. Well, what if you're in sin? He's still there. Well, what if you mess up? He's there. But he's not going to automatically rush into your rescue. You need to call on him. You need to call on him with all of your heart. Paul never gave up, the Apostle Paul. When I read about him, man, he was a soldier for Christ. He loved God. He served God. He endured hardness for Jesus Christ. Look with me in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, please. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. In verse 23, we'll start. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23-30. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, Paul is speaking. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. Like what I'm about to say, I speak as a fool. I'm not trying to boast. I just want to make a point. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more abundant, in stripes. That means literally he got beat. He got beat with whips. Above measure. Like, I didn't get just beat a little bit. Above measure, I got beat. In prisons, more frequent. In deaths, oft. A couple times he died, came back to life, almost died, was thrown outside the city. They thought he was dead, came back to life. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. And thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deep. That means he was in the ocean or he was in the sea, in the middle of it, like literally floating on a piece of wood. Just like sharks swimming around him. Like at night, you don't know what's going to happen. I mean, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care. I love people. I love God's will. I love the church, the care of all the churches. Who is weak? And I am not weak. Who is offended? Paul's been offended. And I burn not. If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern my infirmities. Paul never quit. And he had every reason to quit. Would you agree? Like, if you read that list, wouldn't you be like, I would have been done after the first, like, 2 lines. I'm done. You know? And what do we deal with? Little problems here. Little things here. We don't like this. We don't like that. And that might be reasonable, but that's not a reason to quit. You know, he said this, she said that. Maybe he could have said that. Like, guys, that's nothing compared with the Apostle Paul's experience. And he was a soldier for Jesus Christ. Do you love Jesus? I do with all my heart. Do you love Jesus more than being right? I do too. Guys, if someone says I'm wrong, I agree with them. I'm always wrong. He's always right. And I'm only right when I'm in agreement with him. It's not about me, my opinion. It's about God and his opinion. We're all just servants of Jesus Christ. We're all just soldiers of Jesus Christ. And I want to encourage you that the devil, the flesh, and sin wants you to quit on God. He wants you just to quit church, quit on God, quit caring about souls, quit in the fight, stop, sir, what's the point? You know, just, and then we become weak and we're not soldiers for Christ. And we have too many wounded soldiers too, wounded by their own comrades. We have Christians who are hurt by their own brothers. We should love one another, forgive one another, communicate, talk, pray. Reconciliation, forgiveness. That's the power of Christ. Would you agree with that? We are leaving in July, which is in 1 month. It kind of seems like it's going to happen long or far away, but we're leaving in like 30 days. I don't know if people realize that. And it's hard for us. We're going to miss you. We love you very much. And we have some hard times ahead. We don't have the money. We don't have the money. So we're just leaving by faith. And we need monthly support to go to Paraguay, South America, and win souls, to be soldiers for Jesus Christ. And I pray every one of you can suffer with us a little bit. If you could pray with us, help us financially, do what you can to save souls from hell in another country. And we could do it together as a family, as soldiers, amen? And we serve a captain. Would you stand, please, to your feet?